Sophia, how
All
was
right.
Danny originally described to you?
Danny was originally described as one of the boys, which I think stuck, especially when they cast such a beautiful group of boys that I just got to have the most amazing time on set with. He was described as closeted, and that's definitely something she fights through the entire season, like understanding and finding her sexuality. It's incredibly difficult. I mean, I find it hard nowadays, and you can imagine in the 70s where homophobia is so blatant and outwardly expressed, how difficult and brave you have to be an openly queer person in that time.
That's interesting because I picked up on some serious romantic vibes between her and Reg. She says, I'll marry you if that'll help. And I felt like, yes, there's this incredible closeness as a friendship, but I felt a romantic tension between her and him that maybe he doesn't fully want to invest in, or maybe he's afraid to invest in because he's headed off to Vietnam.
Yeah, I think there's no question that Danny loves Reg, loves him with all her heart. They, Hunter, who is the most beautiful actor and wonderful person to work with, we talked through how far we think their friendship goes, and we decided they were like the two kids in the bathtub, like that's how far back their friendship goes. And so Danny will happily marry Reg to save him from going to war, but she doesn't feel that way. That I think Reg does have really strong feelings for Danny, and the romantic vibe is kind of there. And for Danny, I think, because you've seen the first two episodes,
Yes.
so without giving too much away to people listening or reading this, the involvement that Danny and Reg find themselves in, I think, is Danny last attempt to convince herself she's straight,
Okay.
because she loves this boy so much. And she goes, if it's not him, then what's wrong with me? If I can't love Reg, then what the hell's wrong with me?
I mean, because I feel like at the same time, maybe Bernie has a crush on her. I don't know if she's oblivious to that. I don't know if she doesn't take it seriously because he's newbie, he's a newbie or whatever they call him. He just seems to like have a significant eye on her.
Oh, sweet little newbie. I reckon absolutely. I think he thinks D Danny's awesome, and he's constantly just trying to keep up with the crowd. So I think he just would find her like the coolest thing since sliced bread, if they had that in the 70s. And but sadly, their storylines don't that that isn't there isn't much opportunity for that to be further explored past Ep 1.
Yeah, I mean, his eyes are like boring a hole, and he's like, she just, you're right. He does think like she is just gorgeous and the surf star, and she's untouchable though, maybe to him. So he doesn't stand much of a chance against everything. The odds are stacked against him.
No, he's got to go back to his conservative world and
Wealthy
forge his
family.
own path.
Yes.
But Newbie is played by the wonderful George Puller, who he and I actually trained at Whopper together. So it was so much fun after having all those years training together to be able to work together on set.
There's incredibly incredible scene work that goes into these shots of all of you surfing. And Sean told me that you guys were sort of prepped for it ahead of time, or at least you kind of grow up as an Australian knowing how to surf. How skilled were you before joining?
So I did a lot of surfing when I was young, and then when I was 14, I was out surfing with a mate, and I just saw his face go white, and I turned around to see just the edge of a fin going into the water, and he was like, don't try and stand up on the wave, just go in and push me onto this wave. And we like paddled like hell, got in, and I was like, Geordie, what was that? And he was like, that fin was bigger than your body, was bigger than your torso that came up behind you. And he's the one who always sees sharks out surfing and is like, oh, no, nah, it's not a big deal. It's just, it's a bronze whaler or whatnot. And he was like, that was a big great white. And I was like, you know what? I don't love it that much. It's like, it's the shark's home. I'm not doing it again. About 10 years or however many years later, Barons rolls around and I'm like, oh, crap, I need to be able to look the producers in the eye and say I can surf. And so I texted Sean, who plays the crazy trotter, and said, mate, like, I need you to help me out, take me out for a few surfing lessons. And it was kind of like riding a bike, but I did have an incredible stunt double. Her name's Sammy, and she made Danny pull off all those incredible shots. And I would go out on our surfing days and pretty much just eat shit the entire day to try and get the shot where they could then cut to my double. And my double said, like, it's just so impressive, Sophia, because it doesn't matter how many times you get dumped, you just keep going back out there. It's great to see that commitment. I was like, thanks, Sammy. I'm trying really hard to actually catch the wave, but I wouldn't say surfing is my strongest skill, but it's an amazing sport. And I have a lot of, I love doing it, but it's terrifying.
I mean, face your fear. Talk about facing your fear and doing it anyway. My goodness. I think you're the warrior after all this.
Thank you. Well, Danny is the warrior. So she definitely gave me the strength to do it. I think actually the hardest part was we were shooting in the middle of winter. And because it's the 70s, there aren't like wetsuits made for women. So that was kind of a constant thorn in my side of my storyline, was that I either had wetsuits that didn't fit me properly, so I had to wear woolen jumpers under it, which was a common thing for women in the 70s to do. But for me, I just felt like I was drowning the entire time. So then I just had to go out surfing in 40s and a bikini and battle hypothermia for the day.
Told you, you're a warrior, on screen and off. This is such a great series, and I want to talk a little bit more about the friendship that all of you share as quite a group. And at one point, I'm sure you'll be forced to take sides between two long-standing friends, and at the same time, you're dealing with Reg going, you know, AWOL, or actually dodging the Vietnam War. And I talked to Sean about this as well. I felt like Danny seems to be the only one almost concerned about Reg's safety. Is that something that you talked about as well with the show creators? Or do we eventually see the rest of this friendship's really realizing what the Vietnam War means, especially to an indigenous person?
I feel that there's all the different friends in the group. Everyone's struggling with their own battles and dramas, and particularly Snapper and Trotter. I think it makes them a bit oblivious to how difficult Reg's situation is. And Danny is a deeply empathetic person. And I think Snapper and Reg are her oldest and closest friends, but at the same time, she's not just going to abandon her loyalty to Trotter over their business feud. So she is kind of one that is stuck in between all of the drama, trying to maintain all the friendships throughout. But I think that's a really interesting point. I feel it would have been great if we'd had a seasoned two, and maybe we will one day, to further explore what Reg's storyline is and the repercussions of dodging the Vietnam War throughout for the rest of his life. It was such a deeply complex and traumatic war. And for those who went to war and came back and weren't celebrated and vilified, and then on the flip side, those who didn't go to war and were still vilified. It's just an incredibly difficult time.
Well, I touched on it frequently throughout our conversation, how gripping, how wonderful the cinematography is, how really the friendships between all of you and how it all plays out are just incredible reasons to tune in to watch Barons. What do you think it is about this series that's just going to make it, from your perspective, a fast fan favorite show?
I think what will make it a favorite show for people to tune into is the different worlds that exist within it. It's so beautifully shot in the Australian bush and coastline, which varies so much over the eastern seaboard. And then you flick to America, where you have this glamorous, like, sexy life. And then back to the grungy Australia of sleeping in the back of cars and just trying to rub $2 together to get enough rubber to build some wetsuits. Danny's storyline alone delves into so many different pockets of the queer community during the 70s and creating those worlds with Sean Seat, who was our establishing director, who was the most wonderful man to work with, and then Fadia Abdu, who came on in episodes 5 and 6. And I really got to explore a lot of Danny's queer identity through those episodes. There's so many storylines, and they all have such nuance, texture, and bravery in them. So I hope that there's a storyline for everyone in this show.